This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
Well, it sure is interesting how quickly things change when it comes to this coronavirus pandemic. We've now had the first confirmed death in the United States of an American in the Seattle area. Of course, it's been widely reported in the media. You've no doubt seen other reports by the time you hear this. This is Mike Adams for pandemic.news. I'm recording this on Saturday, February, I think it's the 29th. This is the day that death was reported. It just happened a little bit ago. And this is going to be a very short podcast here because I don't even have time. I have to work with my editorial team to cover the news. But basically, let me explain this. Yesterday, Mike Pence was rolled out on the Rush Limbaugh show, and the Trump administration put out a very concerted effort to try to calm fears over the pandemic by essentially papering over the whole problem and really, I think, downplaying the severity of this. And Trump's talk so far has been, oh, there's only 15 people infected, which is not true. There's actually over 60 in America, but he was referring to non-Diamond Princess people. In any case, it's way over 15 now anyway. And Trump has said no one died and you know, it's no worse than the flu and everything's going to fade away. He even said there's going to be something like a miracle. One day, you know, the coronavirus will be gone like a miracle. It'll just disappear. Something like that. That's a very close quote, not an exact quote, but very close. And this is very concerning to hear this kind of talk from the president because the virus doesn't care about the stock market or who wins the presidency. And the virus does not work by magic or miracles or anything. If you want to stop this virus, there are really only two ways to do it. And one way is to get a bunch of antivirals into the hands of everybody across the population. And that's not happening because the media doesn't even believe in antiviral herbs and medicine and food, you know, unless it's a prescription drug and there's no drug that's yet proven against this virus. And the second way to stop this is through isolation. And for isolation to occur, you have to have a lot of people told the truth about why they have to cancel public events and cancel schools and cancel, you know, company meetings. And why are people supposed to be isolated? Well, if your message from the president is that this is no big deal, everything's fine, it's going to magically disappear by itself and all these things, then nobody's really going to take it seriously. And that's going to create an environment where it continues to spread. And that's where what we have right now. And you know, I say this, I'm critical of the president's current message because I want the president to, I want him to be open and transparent with the American people and give good advice that can help stop this. Because it can be controlled in America, believe it or not. It is possible to control it, but it involves antivirals and isolation. And that message is not getting out to people. Instead, it's just everything's fine. Socialism is bad. America's awesome. The Federal Reserve should lower interest rates, buy more stocks. Like, okay, I get all that. I know Trump has done a lot of great things already for America. I'm very glad that he's the president and not Hillary Clinton. You know, I voted for Trump. I've defended Trump all this time. But he doesn't yet have the full realization of this event. And he needs to get up to speed very quickly because events are unfolding exactly as I predicted. I think at this point today, there are probably only a few people in America who can honestly say they've been super accurate from day one. It's been myself and it's been the Peak Prosperity guy, not Adam Taggart, but his partner. Now, for some reason, I can't recall his name, but peakprosperity.com. He's had great podcasts, good analysis on this. He's been right on the money the whole time. And so have I, and so has Zero Hedge, by the way. And so has the Epoch Times and Alex Jones, you know, it's a very small list of people who have been correct about this. And recently there's been a lot of people really trying to downplay this to a degree that's almost absurd to say, oh, it's no worse than the flu. It's going to be way worse than the flu. Or they say, oh, it's going to go away. It's going to fade away by itself. Well, okay. That's kind of like arguing for transgenderism, that a man can become a woman just by wishing. And, you know, I don't think that's the case either. I don't think biology works that way. So yeah, you can wish and you can hope and you know, lots of these things can happen, but it doesn't make them real. If you really want to deal with this, number one, you have to be honest about what's happening, and you have to be conducting thousands of tests for the coronavirus. And to date, that has not been happening. Not at all. There's been virtually zero tests across America. So something's got to change here in order for us to get on top of this. And so far, that hasn't happened. Even though I'm trying to help people get on top of this, but it hasn't happened yet. This is way worse than the flu in so many ways. I'm actually doing an article about it that lists 10 ways this is way worse than the flu. And I don't know what Trump, I don't know what his plan is on this, but the plan can't possibly be deny the existence of the problem. That can't be the plan, because that's going to be catastrophic, not only for the health of the American people, but also, of course, for the Trump administration. He will lose the election in November if he becomes known as the president that allowed the pandemic to spread across America. And in fact, the left-wing media has already seized upon that, and they are right now very effectively hammering Trump, falsely claiming that he said the virus itself was a hoax. He did not say that, but they're mischaracterizing what he said, as usual. But the one area where they're correct at the moment is that Trump is not taking this seriously. And frankly, a lot of independent pro-Trump publishers are not taking this seriously. And I guess everybody who doesn't have a science background just imagine that if they wished this thing away, that it would go away. And believe me, that is not an effective strategy. That does not work. So you've got to deal with the reality of what's happening if you want to have any hope of stopping the spread, because this is unfolding exactly as I had predicted. Beginning next week, maybe by the time you hear this, we're going to start seeing many confirmed cases across America, because the labs that have been prohibited from conducting such tests are now going to start testing. In fact, that process has already begun. So over the next 2 weeks, you're going to have rapid ramping up of coronavirus testing bandwidth in the public health labs across America. And I've just learned that the FDA has granted permission for local labs to start running their own tests, even though those tests have not yet been fully approved by the FDA. There's no time to go through the normal process of FDA review. So labs have been given kind of widespread permission to just start running their own tests. As a result, we're about to see a massive wave of confirmed infections. Just as I've said, week after week after week. By my estimates right now, there are over probably between 4,000 and 10,000 cases in the United States. And it's growing exponentially every day. It's doubling every 2.5 to 3.5 days in America right now. And nothing is being done to stop it. Nothing. And again, you can't just get up there as the president or the vice president or Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or anybody else. You can't just say, oh, don't worry, it's no problem. Socialism's bad. America's great. Buy more stocks. I'm sorry, but that doesn't work. I mean, it's great to love America. I love America too. I've been a Trump supporter, but that approach is, it's beyond absurd. It is idiotic. I'm not saying Trump is idiotic. I'm saying the approach of the propaganda and the narrative control is idiotic. So Trump has a very limited, very rapidly shrinking window of opportunity here to start to turn this thing around and start telling the truth with the American people at every level. To say, look, this is way worse than the flu. It's coming to America. There will be outbreaks across America. Everybody should start eating antivirals, you know, superfoods, supplements, vitamins. Maybe if there are antiviral drugs, people should consider those. Hospitals should stockpile those drugs. People should be ready to self-quarantine for 30 days or more. You should have 30-day supply of food. People should have, you know, sanitizers and cleaning equipment. And we should get the country ready. But no, the message is everything's fine. Don't don't stock up on anything. You don't need emergency supplies. That's what the CDC said, or at least one official from the CDC. And that's insane. So yeah, here we go. Mike Adams here, pandemic.news. Stay informed. This is coming just as I predicted. And I've got more predictions that, look, this is going to go all across America. Every major city in America will be impacted by this. And there will be mass quarantines in America, just as I warned. I know they're coming. I've got sources. I can do the math. This is going to get way worse than it is right now. And denial is not a strategy to deal with it. Thank you for listening.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.